The complément d'objet direct. Similar to English, we use direct object pronouns, les compléments d'objet direct, to replace chunks of information after we have established what it is that we are talking about. We do this in order to avoid repetition in speech and in writing. It is crucial to remember that the verb determines the article that follows, and it dictates the pronoun that replaces the chunk of information in the sentence once that information has been identified. When we are replacing le, la, or les plus noun in a sentence, we will replace the whole phrase with the correct complément d'objet direct before verbs of preference and other verbs that take a direct object. Ma mère m'écoute quand j'ai des problèmes. My mom listens to me when I have problems. Ses grands-parents l'aiment beaucoup. Her grandparents love her a lot. Gender previously established in French. Est-ce que tu vois ces chiots mignons là-bas? Je les adore. Do you see those adorable puppies over there? I love them. Qui te connaît ici? Who knows you here? Hélène vous cherche. Helen is looking for you all. La prof nous aide. The professor helps us. To use les compléments d'objet direct, remember to conjugate the verb based on the person doing the action, just like always. Then, place the pronoun in front of the conjugated verb in a one-verb phrase. Je t'aime. If you have a two-verb phrase, one verb conjugated, the other in the infinitive, in the present, or future tense, you can place the pronoun directly between the verbs. Elle veut m'aider. In the passé composé, past tense, which we will learn later, it will come before the conjugated être or avoir. Ils l'ont vu. Direct object pronouns. Answer the questions who or what with transitive direct verbs. Are used with verbs of preference. Generally come before the conjugated verb. See above. Direct object pronouns. Me, me. Te, you. Le, elle apostrophe, la, elle apostrophe, him, her, also it in English. Nous, us, vous, you, les, them.